Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching and welcome to this audio blog, which is Stop Putting Yourself Down, 3 Ways to Avoid Getting in the First Dig. So, are you the self-deprecating type? Are you the person that gets to dig into yourself before anyone else can? There are some situations where self-deprecating humour can win people over. It can be perceived as charming, and in films it gets the girl or boy. Really though, this only works if you're Hugh Grant and in Notting Hill. In real life, it's damaging and it limits our belief in our abilities. So the need to get this backhanded joke in before anyone else can stem from all sorts of things like bullying at school or even just offhanded comments that may have been thrown your way. The giver of said comments has long moved on and you're left reeling. We know that a lot of jokes said in a jokey way, have perhaps got a small element of truth to them, and these are exaggerated for comic effect. But when you're on the receiving end and your confidence isn't exactly sky high, it's all too easy to take it all seriously. Well, I mean, that grain of truth was there after all. It must all be true, we seem to think. And here begins the downward spiral. So you will get the jokes in before anyone else, you'll make the sly digs, and before you know it, you put yourself down more than anyone has ever done in your life before. So we know where this comes from and the damage that it can do, but how do we stop it? After all, if you heard some of these put-downs and they were aimed at a friend, wouldn't you feel indignant and angry on their behalf? I'm sure the answer to this is yes, by the way. So what makes it different when it's you? If you can describe yourself as the king or queen of self-deprecation, then it's time to take that title and get rid of it because you no longer need it. The act of self-deprecation is one of belittlement, and you belittle yourself and your achievements and make yourself feel irrelevant and undeserving. And really, this is not a good way to feel. It's an absolute giveaway that you have low self-esteem, and it's as clear as if you're wearing a badge that says, I don't like myself much. So how then do you learn to stop putting yourself down? Well, firstly, hold your tongue. When you feel the words forming into a self-put-down, stop yourself and think whether or not you would happily do this to a friend. If the answer to that question is no, then don't do this to yourself either. Secondly, put yourself in their shoes. So have you ever thought about just how uncomfortable it makes your friends, family, colleagues feel to hear you putting yourself down? I mean, think about it from their perspective. It's really not a pleasant experience to listen to you listing exactly why you're not worthy. And then it makes protests from us sound awfully hollow, especially when you don't believe them. So if you listen from the other side of the conversation, you'll start to understand. And then thirdly, have a counter-argument. If you really can't stop the self-deprecation there and then, have a positive comeback for yourself. So follow up your statement with, but I am, /can/do, whichever is appropriate to the situation. In fact, scrap the word but and replace it with and. Put the emphasis there and you'll soon start to believe your positives. So don't put yourself in this position of constantly berating yourself. You know that if you hear that you're not good enough often enough, you'll start to believe it. So that means that the people around you, if they keep hearing it from you, they may also start to believe it. Putting yourself down is good for no one. If you adopt these 3 strategies, you'll start to have a more realistic view of yourself. Just give it a try and see how it works. Thanks for listening to this audio blog. Again, my name is Paula Jones. I'm from Sugarbox Coaching. Go and check out the website on www.sugarboxcoaching.com, and you can also email me on mojo@sugarboxcoaching.com. If you follow me on Twitter, I am Sugarbox Coach. And you can also join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/sugarboxcoaching. Until next time.